Andrea, and my name's Andrea, and I'm from Jia House Church. Let's just open up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for the privilege that we have to come in your presence and really just fellowship with you and read your word. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us, and thank you for this season of Lent that we can remember and reflect on what you did for us on the cross. We lift up this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'll just read from the one out. Today's verse is John chapter 13, verses 18 to 38. I'm not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I'm telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at the table close to Jesus. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it. So when he dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly. Now no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so now I can also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow him afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times. And then 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Amen. So it's quite a long verse, and there's quite a lot to unpack, but today I'd just like to focus on Simon Peter and what he was saying to Jesus. So when I read this verse, having known what happens a few chapters on, I'm always overly critical of Peter, and I think to myself, how could he deny Jesus not only once but three times? How could he have such a wavering faith that when he was one of the privileged 12 disciples who got to spend time up close and center with Jesus? And what more evidence could he have needed to not deny Jesus? I do think Peter was genuine when he declared he would lay down his life for Jesus. But because of fear and loss and abandonment, when Jesus was arrested, he started doubting everything he had experienced in the last 3 years. So he underestimated his own weakness. And when I think of myself, there are plenty of times I've done the same thing in times of crisis. You know, after a retreat or an amazing encounter with God, I say, yes, God, I'll do anything for you. I'll never put anything above you. But time passes, distractions of the world take over, and anxiety, selfishness, self-reliance starts creeping back in. And denial comes in many forms, and it's never as blatant as disowning Jesus as my savior or saying that I never knew him, but just not giving him the rightful place that he deserves in my life. So how do we not fall into that pattern? And here are my 2 points. The first one is acknowledge our weakness. It says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We first need to recognize our shortcomings and limitations, no matter how good our intentions are or how hard we try. I have 2 daughters. You can probably hear them, 5 and 2 years old. And my younger one is going through the stage where she's wanting to do everything herself, just wanting to be independent. And from brushing her teeth or wearing her shoes or opening a pack of her favorite snacks, she just insists on doing it herself. And some things she can, but other times I know she can't, but I let her try anyway. And after many futile attempts and maybe a tantrum or two, she just looks up in tears and says, "Mommy, help me." And I know it's not a bad thing for her to try, and these are simple things she will be able to master one day, but it reminds me when I am in times of trouble, I should just call out to my Heavenly Father in the same way and say, "Help me." And, you know, he will be more than happy to hear from us and just to know that we acknowledge him and we want to be in his presence. Which leads me to my second point. Rely on God's strength. Once we acknowledge that we are weak, we don't stop there, and we shift our focus to God's strength. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, our present help in trouble. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:10, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong. I am by nature a planner. I like to be in control of things. I like lists, Excel spreadsheets and printed itineraries and just knowing exactly what will happen. And I remember when COVID first hit 2 years ago, my second daughter was just born and everything I had planned was out the window. You know, our helper wasn't able to come from the Philippines. The poor youth wasn't able to go to the market to buy food. And instead of enjoying the newborn process, I just became fearful, anxious, and paranoid. And every day I was glued to my computer, trying to buy groceries, toilet paper, disinfectant. You probably remember that period of time. And on the days I couldn't, I just felt like a failure. But it was in this time of weakness that I realized that I had nowhere to run to but God. I couldn't rely on my own planning skills. I couldn't rely on just, my own capabilities or the people around me. And I slowly began to, run to God, pray to him every morning, every day. And the circumstances were what they were. I couldn't change them. But God really sustained me through it. And eventually, I got to a place where I was able to just enjoy myself a lot more. And I couldn't have done it without God. We are really blessed that we have that helper, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent to us. And through prayer and just soaking in that spirit, God will willingly come to our rescue and sustain us through whatever we're going through, whatever challenges we will face. And this is the best place we can be in. we will fail more than once in our lives. We will fail to put God in the right place. We will fail to always be strong and be able to face the challenges ourselves. But we take comfort in that Jesus knows and he has provisioned for it. And just in the way that he never guilt tripped Peter. He knew what would happen. He knew that Peter would deny him three times, but he never guilt tripped Peter. He continued to love him and he restored him. And these trials ultimately led Peter to a place of more humility, fierce loyalty, and commitment. And that's where we want to end up as well. So I challenge you, in order for us not to be like Peter and underestimate our weakness, let us embrace it, but instead rely on the Holy Spirit to help us stay strong and resilient in our faith. So I would like to invite Sterling for a time of worship. We just enter this time of worship. We could reflect on, are there times when we've been anxious, we've been tired, or just feel that we haven't been putting God in the rightful place that he deserves? Have there been times where we feel in our own way, to some extent, we are denying him? And it's not something we have to feel guilty about. It's not something we have to feel bad about. But let's just, put this back into God's hands. Remind ourselves that we have to rely on his strength. And no matter what we go through, that we will, he will sustain us. He will strengthen us. And he will be with us. Let's worship.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset shine. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you range in me again. Lord, range in me, range in your power over all my dreams. In my darkness, oh, you are the Lord of what I am. So won't you range in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. 'Cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you range in me again? Lord, range in me, range in your power over all my dreams. In my darkness, oh, you are the Lord of all.
Thank you, Sterling. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll give us a heart for people of different or no faith. Do not be ashamed of the gospel, but to present love before hatred. Help us to build bridges, not walls, and to reach out to those who choose to worship differently to us. Make us ambassadors of reconciliation. In Jesus' name, amen. So now we'll move to a time of our corporate prayer. Father God, we lift up all those who are battling through cancer, chemo, radiation therapy, surgery, Father God. You just sustain them, Father God. We pray for the spirit of healing over them. And during this time that you are with them spiritually, and strengthen their spirit, Father God, as they go through this. May their spirits and their bodies be strong to battle the cancer. We also pray for those who are going through illness and also do not know Jesus yet. Lord, we pray over their salvation. We pray that there'll be people to tell them to be a living testimony to them about God's love. And may this, through these trials, that they'll be able to see Jesus so clearly in their lives. We also pray for those who are experiencing infirmities, joint pains, or surgery recoveries. Lord, we just pray that, Lord, you heal all of these, Father God. We pray for our SP families who have COVID, Father God. May you just heal them quickly. May their symptoms be mild. May also pray for the rest of their family. Stay negative. and to keep especially our elderly and our babies safe. We pray that they won't be anxious, that they'll be able to have peace during this time. We also pray for our frontline medical workers, Father God. I just thank you so much for them. And may you keep them safe. May you keep them and their families healthy. We pray for those who are looking for jobs, Father God. You know each and every one of them. You know how you have created them. You know how you want to use them for your kingdom. Just pray that you will open doors for them, that you'll lead them to these places where they can really glorify you and make you further your kingdom. Set them up. We pray for our mission focus for Singapore, P. Sam Kim, P. Salamat, and P. Ernie. Father God, may you just anoint these people. Thank you so much for the love they have for these communities. And we just pray that you continue to use them to bless, to encourage, to support these communities that we've been called to serve. We pray for our education leaders. We pray for Lisa, Donald, and P. Andrew. Thank you for their heart to serve the children and the youth, university students. We pray that especially during this time when we can't meet in person, that you'll just give them inspiration, give them your continue to cover them and give them creativity and ideas on how to continue reaching out to these people. Continue for our kids, our youth, and our university students to grow in their faith and to grow in you. For our prayer and healing ministries, Matt, Sarah, and Rachel. Lord, may you just, may they hear from you, may you keep, be so close to you and be in your spirit and minister to these people. And you give them words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and just speak through them to minister to the SP people. We also pray for our local outreach, Agape, Homi, SP Lights, Bridge, Recreation. SP Lights and our Homi outreach. Just pray that we can continue to shine your light in this city. That we have this privilege to serve the local communities. We pray for the leaders of all these ministries and the volunteers, that we will really be the hands and feet of Jesus. We pray for those who are pregnant in our community. Hazel, John, Carmen, Fiona, Leslie, Dion, Winnie, and others. We pray for smooth pregnancy. We pray for no complications. We pray for the delivery process and just that things won't be affected by COVID, Pentagon, that we keep their bodies and their babies strong and healthy. And that they really just enjoy this process. That they can really feel God, your presence, and the wonder of creation throughout this process. We also pray for our house churches who are meeting tonight, Colin and West, East Bay, Grumman, Olympic, Robin Hood, Ventress. We pray that, just even throughout this time when we're meeting online, that they'll really connect with their members, that the presence of God will really be there in their midst, and that you will use each other in their fellowship, to edify and to encourage one another. Okay, so I think that's all the prayer points today. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.